Whoa! Who is that young woman? That long, long hair, that purple lipstick. That was in the 80s, baby. Okay, did a lot of praying this week and talking about, you know, coming home and all this stuff. And this is what God wants me to go over is the prodigal son. We're going to kind of analyze it today. So just put on your back belts and your back seats and we're going to do good here. This is in Luke 15, starting with 11. And he said, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that followed to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with, what can I say? Righteous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in the want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of the country, and he sent him into his fields to feed the swine. And he would fain or be pleased to have filled his belly with the husks of the swine to eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, How many hired servants of my fathers have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, Bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let's eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Now his elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked, What was those strange noises? And he said unto him, Thy brother has come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answered, saying to his father, Lo, those many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment, and yet thou never gavest me a kid, talking about me, that I might be merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which thou hast devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again and was lost and is found. Okay, I don't know what's with the coffee.
I think Barbara left to go get you some water.
That's okay, I'm not supposed to have any. So what we have is a father that's like our Heavenly Father, and a father that has full love and compassion for his children. One wanted all of his stuff. He wanted all his money that he was going to inherit. He wanted to go and do his own thing, just like a lot of us want to do our own thing. If it feels good, do it. Just do it. All these things. He wanted to go do it. Well, he squandered all the money fast away with harlots. He did everything he wanted to do. All the money was gone. And even he had to, you know, go and feed the pigs. And he even was lusting over the food that the pigs had. And he started thinking, thank you, Barbara, you're the sweetest one ever, my little angel. So he was thinking, you know what, I have sinned and I've gotten away from my father. What I should do is go back to him, humble myself to him, tell him I have sinned against thy father and to make me one of his servants. And that's what his thinking was. Okay, the older brother that's been in the field, he's been out there, worked every day for his dad. He's been there, worked hard, never sinned, never did anything. Was in God's good graces. He gets angry. He gets angry at his younger brother. He's envious. Well, the younger son starts coming down the road, long way off, and his father sees him. And he's so excited to see his father, his son, that he runs to him and falls on him and kisses his neck. And he's so excited. Because, "Father, I've sinned. I'm so sorry." "It's good you're alive. Once you were dead, but now you're alive. But you're alive in Christ." He repented of his ways. He got back. He goes, "Let me be your servant." "No, no, we're having a big thing. You're still my son. We're having a big party. We're celebrating." Now, the thing is, he said, get him a robe, get him a ring, and get him some shoes. Now, the emphasis on the shoes is because servants couldn't wear shoes. So they got him shoes. They brought him in. They had a party, and music was a celebration, just like God the Father is. When we get away from him, when we decide we're going to do what we want to in life, and we don't keep focused on him, he's still right there by you going, "Please come home to me. Please come back to me." But we go, "No, no, just let me do it my way. It's good. It's good. I can do it. I got this. God understands me. That's fine." God never has moved. He's always been there. But when you come to the place in your life and you think, "You know what? These things just aren't going good in my life. Things are falling apart. I have no peace. I have no hope. Money is bad right now. I've tried it your way. I've tried it in the world. I want to come back." God is right there going, "Amen. I've never left you. I love you with all my heart. I forgive you. We're back together. Amen." Now the older son gets jealous over this. He says, "I've been doing all this stuff." Isn't that how we do? When something goes wrong, you know, we go, "You know, I get up, I pray, I go to church, I tithe, I do things for God. Why is this happening to me? Why is this happening to me?" His older son was upset over it because the younger son had done all this bad stuff. And he comes back and then you're going to celebrate? He said, "No, man." And this is how God's telling us. You know, so many times we celebrate when people sin and they repent. But it's the whole time that we're with God doing what we're supposed to. Our relationship is so intimate with him that we have those riches. Everything that God has given it to us. Thank God we didn't have to go through all that. Amen? Because, amen?
Amen.
Amen. Thank God that we are obedient. Because with faith, God will give you the things that you need. Not all the time will you get everything you want. Because if God did that, we would be in a terrible mess. Our desires. Hey! Well, reunion time has come. We're going to put the fatted calf out and we're going to... So good to see the three gloves. God bless y'all. It's so good to see y'all. Amen. So the Father is still so compassionate. The Father still loves you so much. Even though you get away, you get taken away from things in the world. It's so easy to do that. But God bless you. God will never leave you. He's always been right there beside you. He never left. You move because of things in the world. You move because things you wanted to do. Well, if you're in a position today that you're like this younger son, well, you know what? I just want some pig feed, you know, that this just isn't working out for me. I'm struggling. I have no hope. I have no joy. I have no peace. Let me tell you, God's right there for you. And if you're not a Christian, you don't know what I'm talking about. Because you don't know what it means to just give your life to God and your life gets so much better. It's not that it's nothing's going to ever happen to you. Bad things are going to happen. We've seen that in our countries right now. Bad things are going to happen to good people. But what you go through will make you stronger. And more important than that, God is worthy to be praised, whether you get your rent paid, whether you get a new car, whatever it is that you might want. God is still worthy to be praised. No matter your situation, God will be praised. And once you start to understand that I'm going to praise you, God, no matter what, God's going to get you through the situation. He's going to make you stronger. He's going to give you that hope and that peace and that faith. If you don't have God, you don't have peace.
Amen.
You can have temporary things in your life that cause peace, but after they're gone, it's over. It's over. So the older brother had to learn that, you know, he's getting all his father's land. He's getting everything. And he had that true relationship with his father all that time. The younger brother had to go through everything bad just to figure it out. So if you're here today and you're struggling, you don't know which way to go, maybe you're not a Christian, during the altar time, I know sometimes we get so scared, altar time, people are looking at me. But if you need prayer, someone will come and pray with you and talk with you. And if maybe you're a Christian here today and you're just really struggling, and you're like the older son, you're going, you know what, I've done this and I've tried to do this and things still keep going wrong and I just can't handle it anymore. You need prayer. You need prayer warriors around you to pray for your situations. All situations will make you stronger and you will have more faith and you will have happiness. I can be happy. Even the power went off the other night at the house and we were at some friend's house and Kim said, I'm in the bathtub and all the power's off. I mean, her and Dave are like dolphins. It didn't matter to her. And so as soon as we go outside, he goes, you did pay the electric bill, didn't you? I mean, we've been through bad times too, okay? But it doesn't matter what you're going through. God is worthy to be praised. And that's what he wants you to know today. And that's why we celebrate when people repent and have revival. And that's what our country needs right now, is revival. And you may not want Donald Trump. You may think he's terrible. But he is in a position where we are to humble and to pray for that man.
And God
knows. You know, and God knows where he's at. He's in control. We need to pray for him. All this critical stuff, everybody criticizing, doesn't matter. God will put people in your lives that you won't like the rest of your life. It could be your boss. It could be your spouse. It could be anybody. Not talking about you, Mark. David loves you, Mark.
Did David say that?
Yeah. David said, my boss is the best boss ever. Be sure and say that. So, but he will put people in your life. And you are to honor them. And it's hard to respect them, I know, but you need to pray for those people because they're in that position. So, anyway, I'm going to say a prayer, then we're going to get on with the thing. I'm going to have to go out here in a little while because all the food is coming. So,
amen.
Yeah, that's an amen, isn't it? They love it when we eat it here at church. Okay, let's go to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word in the Bible. We thank you that his son did come back, Father.
Amen.
And Lord, that he knew that peace and that love and that comfort. Father, thank you as each one of us have things in our lives that we're struggling with. But Lord, help us to know that we can do anything through Christ Jesus. Father, thank you so much that you give us the strength and the power to get through each and every day. Father, whatever our storm is, I just pray that you help us get through it, not take us out of it, but just help us to get through it and walk us through it so we can learn something. We love you. Thank you for all of the visitors today. God bless them. Please just bless each and every person here today. I love you and I love you. And thank you for this happy, happy day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.